Martha.
As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he entered a village, and a woman called Martha welcomed him to her house. She had a sister named Mary who sat down at the Lord's feet to listen to his words. Martha, meanwhile, was busy with all the serving, and finally she said, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do all the serving?" But the Lord answered, "Martha, Martha, you worry and are troubled about many things, whereas only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken away from her."
The room was full of papers piled high. From the window, you could look down to the street. What am I doing? This is the question I am asking myself this morning as I stare at the work before me. It always seems there is too much to do, not enough time. Last night I walked around the plaza, leisurely enjoying the night air. I walked, I did not run. This morning I am rushing once again. Last night was a good reminder that life can be different, does not have to go so fast. I begin to think about all I have to accomplish this day. As I do this, voices outside my window catch my attention. I recognize the voices of Jesus and his friends. I look about me. I feel so trapped. On one hand, I am so happy that Jesus and his friends are visiting. But on the other hand, I feel the pressure of how many things I still need to do. Rushing downstairs, opening the door. There they are, now looking into Jesus' face. Jesus smiling. "Martha, good to see you." He has his traveling bag around his shoulder. He is glad to come inside, proceeding to the coolest room, thinking to myself of all the things I need to do. As I reflect on this, my sister Mary enters, goes to Jesus. She sits, begins a conversation. They begin to talk about the happenings around this village, the recent captures and killings. Then Mary begins to talk about her life. I want to stay and listen to what Jesus tells her, but my sense of obligation pulls me to the kitchen, beginning to cut the vegetables, prepare the meat. As I do this, I feel resentful and sad at the same time. I so much want to be there with Jesus. How to better plan my day? Or what do I do that I can never just sit down and enjoy the company of friends? As I chop and chop, reflecting how true that is, just to have had time to walk rather than run, to experience what I did last night in the plaza, no one is forcing me to be different. No one forced me to come back here. I could have stayed with Jesus, but I didn't. To go slower, to enjoy life, always running, with my desk piled up. Tears begin to fall quickly from my eyes. Did not realize how I am a victim to my own compulsions. I would like to change, know that as I continue to cook. Know that I want to do less, to be more present, to enjoy life more. What is happening to my life? Do I just go through the motions of the day? To go slower, to do less, and I will do more to reach the absolute silence that is within. Start to cut the bread, watching the knife pierce into the loaf, remembering. Whenever I would take time out in the morning, and I would sit in the darkness of the dawn outside in the back, there was a stillness, a silence, a peace that penetrated my whole being. It would change my whole day, but I have not done that for many days, my spirit yearning for deeper union. As I start to move the food to the table, to lead a more simple life where life is different, is not so full, finish the last preparations, sweat mixing together with my deep emotions, walk back into the room. There is a peacefulness, a tranquility, which seems the opposite of who I am. Ready to open my mouth and announce that the food is ready, but nothing comes out. Rather, I feel pulled to sit down next to Jesus. When the group finishes speaking, Jesus smiles, asks me, "What am I thinking?" "Jesus, I sit here next to you. You have been here many times in our house. Each time you come, I find myself involved in so many tasks. Always busy about something. I fill up my day with so many non-essential tasks. I would like to change." Jesus looking me in the eyes, "Martha, would you really like to change?" "Yes, Jesus." I follow Jesus out the door. He tells the group he wants to speak with me. We wander over to the plaza. Jesus asks me what I have been doing lately. I tell him how I am involved in a project to help with the orphanage. Jesus, I like to do this. It gives me life. I start to get excited. I can tell Jesus is interested in what I say. He cares about how I feel. He asks me questions. Just walking around the plaza, not hurrying. So, Martha, do you want to let go of some things that are not essential? It will be difficult at first. Walking around the plaza, watching the children play. The oldest sitting on the benches, content not to have to do anything. We sit on a wooden bench and I tell Jesus what is inside me, about my desires, my dreams. Sitting on this bench, speaking about those dreams, we'll never forget this afternoon. As the day cools off, as the afternoon is ending, dream of what life could be like. Just feels good to be here, not having to do anything, to accomplish anything. So different from how I began the day, telling Jesus about the people in my life who are important. Why is something happening within doing this? Somehow it is making a difference, telling Jesus about the pain I am having in relationships, the anxiety of not having the money to cover expenses. I can tell Jesus is glad to be here with me. He begins to talk about his days of late. I can tell life is not easy for him either. He also is glad to be able to tell me about himself, feel alive in my heart, a very different feeling from the anger I was feeling in the kitchen, rather feel a burning grate for this one. Jesus, I don't want to waste my life. That is my greatest fear. That is why sometimes I cannot stop. This country is so unjust. Sometimes I cannot sleep at night thinking about what I have seen, want to do so much, feel so powerless, so weak. That is why I go in circles. But Jesus, I just know that being overloaded does not achieve what I am supposed to do. Would like to do something to make this a better world. Would like to do so many things. And just sitting here with you, Jesus, realize there is only one thing important. Only one thing important. To do all from the love that is found in the heart. To do all this with love. Realize, Jesus, if I would only listen to this love in my heart more, I would know what to do. As the sun sets this afternoon, I learn something that I will never forget. I go back to it again and again. Being with Jesus, doing nothing, everything begins to happen.
Martha, during these months, I have not been able to keep up the same pace as before the pandemic. There have been times when I have reflected that I need more time for prayer and just being with people, those who are important to me, such as my family and friends. I know I will be tempted again to ignore how important it is to be contemplative. I remember one experience like this. I remember.